package today.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, Route 32 westbound approaching Columbia Pike. There's a crash. Police are there. 395 southbound, the on-ramp from the George Washington Parkway. We're dealing with an accident. It has now been moved to the shoulder. As for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway headed north from 50 to the Beltway, it's a 7-8-minute trip. The outer loop from the American Legion Bridge to 66, more like 7. The inner loop between St. Barnabas Road and the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, about a 5-7-minute commute. 95 northbound between Route 17 and Quantico, about a 15-minute commute. And 270 headed south from 370 to the Beltway, it's 12 minutes your travel time. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Joining us to talk about that year from Judicial Watch is Chris Farrell. Chris, good morning. Welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Doing just great. Good morning. Great to be with you.
Hey, Chris.
We're glad to have you. I wanted to talk to you. Let's just talk about Judicial Watch in general and what you have been doing this past year. I know you filed a ton of FOIA requests. We get so much information about what's actually going on in the government thanks to Judicial Watch. Let's talk about what your accomplishments have been this year. What do you point to as one of your greatest accomplishments for Judicial Watch in general, Judicial Watch's greatest accomplishments in this past year?
Well, I can tell you that there's some stuff that really has carried over beyond just this year. But, you know, minor small events like the revelation of Hillary Clinton's private email server, you know, that's Judicial Watch's work. The backstory on Special Counsel Mueller and some of the shenanigans and really the crazy activity with respect to his witch hunt against the president. I can tell you that when it comes to something like Uranium One, Judicial Watch was litigating that issue back in 2015. People weren't even aware that it was going on. So there's, you know, we engage in an educational process where we try to inform the public about the operations of government. And sometimes that takes a while because we file FOIA requests, we file lawsuits, but the legal system kind of grinds along slowly. So we try to be predictive. We try to kind of look over the horizon to see what might be important in the future. And then really slug it out, fight in court to get those records and documents so the public has some kind of accountability.
Yeah, we'll talk coming up about what's important in the future with you. I just want you to listen to this. This is Tom Fitton, friend of the show. He's been in here guest hosting with me. He posted a video on Twitter, I believe, yesterday about the FBI Hillary scandal. So we're going to talk about this.
Hi, Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton with a new FBI corruption scandal, this one related to the Clinton-Lynch tarmac meeting. We forced the FBI to fess up and turn over Clinton-Lynch tarmac meeting records to us. We got them last week, and they show the FBI was more concerned with targeting a whistleblower who told the media about the meeting than it was about the corrupt meeting itself. It shows that the Clinton email investigation, once again, was a sham from the get-go, and the FBI was more interested in covering it up than finding out the truth about its obstruction.
And that was huge. That was a huge revelation when we found out that they were more concerned in targeting the whistleblower. What does that say about where the FBI was in that entire investigation?
The FBI is compromised, period. When I say that, I'm not attacking the rank-and-file street agents who are out there doing tremendous work protecting the country. What I'm talking about are the political operatives at the highest level who are more interested in legacy preservation and political favors than they are in law enforcement. One of those things Tom was talking about, just one little snapshot example, is once it was revealed that, hey, the word had gotten out about this tarmac meeting, the FBI email says about the person who had released the information, hey, we got to get this guy. That's a quote.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you about where their priorities are?
Well,
if they quote-unquote get this guy, what are they going to do to him for telling the truth?
Yeah.
What's the get, right? This is a really scary situation where you have political animals like Andy McCabe, for that matter, Comey, who, you know, is a guy who's a, you know, he believes his own press releases and surrounds himself with sycophants. He's a criminal at this point. He's somebody who's absconded with government records and then leaked them to the press in an effort to have his own personal agenda override an election. This is scary, dangerous stuff. Some people became hysterical on in the Twitterverse when Tom made reference to the FBI acting more like the KGB. I mean, frankly, you know, the old sword and shield of the party, which is what the KGB referred to themselves as, now the FBI really has become the sword and shield of the establishment. The notion that somehow, you know, some real estate tycoon from New York who is not a professional politician could actually win the presidency drove the establishment nuts. And the FBI leadership is really vested in those sorts of outcomes.
Well, Chris, I said back in March that this was Soviet-level wrongdoing, and I think you guys have been proving that fact over and over. But speaking of that, I think you have some new email coming out today regarding a certain former assistant of a certain Secretary of State.
Yeah, this is more craziness, right? This is a case of Anthony Weiner, and we all know his twisted, perverted personal conduct. But, you know, that same laptop had thousands of Huma Abedin emails. Mm-hmm. And we have reason to believe we're still going to pursue this, but it seems like, you know, Huma Abedin was basically gisting information that was top secret, sensitive compartment of information, and then summarizing it, and then sending it to then Secretary Clinton over unsecure means. All those emails got backed up onto Anthony Weiner's laptop. And, you know, you talk about the likelihood of compromise and the idea that bad actors around the world had access to this stuff. Tony, you know as well as I do, based on our past lives, that this is devastating to our national security.
Oh, I know. And I guess my follow-up question under that is that you and I would have been crushed mightily had we done anything like this. So I guess part two of this is, do you think anybody's going to action what you're doing now regarding the release of the new information?
Well, we hope so. And what's really scary is, by law, the Director of National Intelligence is required to do a damage assessment on all the stuff that was leaked and really recklessly thrown around by Secretary Clinton and Huma Abedin. They've refused to do it.
Mm.
They're required by law to do it, and so now we're suing to compel them to produce this damage assessment, because how else will we ever know what was actually compromised?
Right.
It's got to be so frustrating for you to have to keep suing for this. In the time we have left here, about a minute, Chris, where do you see all of this going? What is Judicial Watch looking at for the next year?
Well, the most important thing for your listeners to know is we never quit, we never stop, and we never forget. So we will continue to press forward on all our litigation, on all of our investigations that we do. There's a hell of a lot of investigative work that gets into you know, where we go with litigation, because it lays the foundation for where we end up in front of a judge. So all the matters that we currently people know about, like we've just been talking about for the past couple of minutes, but let me tell you, there is a ton of other stuff that is yet to be made public that we're pursuing. It's either as bad or worse, frankly, and it has to do with corruption at the Department of Justice Inspector General, and other FBI matters. Let's just put it that way.
Very interesting. We await that. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure we are going to speak a lot more in the coming year. Happy New Year, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. Thanks,
Chris.
That's Chris Farrell from Judicial Watch.